Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 2 of Dissecting a World. Before we begin, I would like to say something very quickly. So, for this episode, I wanted to discuss dialogue and using that in your stories. Dialogue is one of the most important parts of your story. You can't have a story that's super interesting or fast-paced without it. There's obviously a million uses for dialogue in your story. I will go over some of them, probably not all of them, because there's just so many ways to use dialogue, and if you use it effectively, it can enhance your story so much more. Honestly, as much as I love reading descriptions about the setting and how the characters are feeling, I do love having breaks in those sections with dialogue because it moves your story along, especially if you have paragraph after paragraph of just setting or describing another character or that character's emotions. If you have dialogue breaking that up, it makes it so much easier to read, and it also balances the pacing of your story. Not to mention that if you use dialogue in a certain way, you can push forward your plot. And that way you can avoid people skimming over paragraphs that are trying to push the plot along to the next scene or the next point in your story. Having dialogue there can also do that for you instead. And it's a lot easier and faster to read for readers of your story. The next thing that I want to say about dialogue is that you have to be very careful to make sure that it's not stilted and unnatural sounding when people read it, unless that is something unique to the character that's speaking. And I mean, obviously, that changes depending on what you're writing. If you're writing something modern and contemporary, it's obviously going to be very casual between characters because you want to emulate how real people talk to each other, versus say like you're writing a fantasy story or you're writing something that is in a medieval time period. Obviously that's also going to change your dialogue since those characters in that time period or in that world would speak differently to how we would in our world. But in either situation, you do still have to be very, very careful to make sure that it sounds natural between the characters. And like I said before, it's super, super important to make sure that you don't have any dialogue that just sounds really weird unless it's unique to that character that's speaking. So if you have a character that is known to be different than other characters and they speak in a different way to other characters, then the majority would be speaking, then that's different. Then you want that to sound maybe not completely natural or normal and casual between two people. But you still have to be careful with that as well, because then you have to make sure that you do that for every single piece of dialogue that that character is saying throughout the entire story. You can't change it all of a sudden unless it's part of the story that this character is trying to recreate or mimic other people that they're listening to. A trick that I use to keep dialogue sounding natural is to either read it out loud without the dialogue tags, which if you don't know what the dialogue tags are, it's the thing that comes right after, like he said or she mumbled, stuff like that. That's called a dialogue tag. But read it out loud with just the dialogue, which is just the parts in quotes, and then see if it sounds right to you. If it sounds kind of weird or choppy, then try to rework it in a way that sounds more natural, like how you would have a conversation with somebody else. Moving on from that point, another super creative and important way to use dialogue is to give exposition. So you want to give background information either about the characters or about the plot or just the setting in general. You want to make sure that you put some of that at least in the dialogue between the characters, because if you have it all just in the paragraphs, then it might get a little bit too, not boring, but just too heavy on the readers. Whereas if you have it kind of sprinkled in throughout some of the dialogue, not all of the dialogue, then it's easier for readers to pick up on that and realize, like, oh, this is a part of this world that I'm reading about. And when I say moving the plot forward or giving information about the exposition, I don't mean like having the character completely just say what it is that you want the readers to know, you know. Don't do anything that's like one character saying to another character in that same world, like telling them a fact about it, because that wouldn't make sense in that scenario, because the both characters would already know that, so there's no point in saying it. But if you have like something that's a lot more subtle, then that would be a lot more smooth. Obviously, that makes more sense in that kind of scenario. Like, say, for example, I don't know, you're writing a story about a superhero or whatever, and there's a vigilante that's been on the news that a lot of people support, but it's kind of in conflict with, say, like the police or whatever. And you have your character watching something that happened with the vigilante on the news, and there's another character sitting next to the main character. Obviously, you're not going to give background information on the superhero that's on TV. Like, oh yeah, he started doing this here and here, and these were the first things that they did. Because obviously the other character would already know that. You would have something like, oh, have you heard that so-and-so, whatever the vigilante's name is, did this the other day. They haven't covered it on the news yet, but I read about it online, or something like that. And then the other character, oh, what, I didn't hear about that at all, blah blah blah. And then you go into more dialogue about that, kind of something that's a little bit more subtle. Or you have that character saying, oh yeah, I wish the police would catch this vigilante, because this isn't justice, it's more like revenge. Then you're giving us not only a subtle bit of information about the world that this is set in, but also you're giving us a little insight on how that character specifically feels about the situation, which then if you have another character kind of argue about it or say that they disagree without an argument, then you're also, you can set up a little bit of conflict all just through dialogue without having to actually spell anything out, by just having those two characters have that little meaningful conversation. You have a source of conflict between two characters, as well as providing a little bit of exposition and background information about the world that it's set in the story that you're telling. And keeping kind of along those lines, another thing dialogue is really helpful for is giving readers a look at exactly what the relationship between two characters are. Because obviously if they've been friends for a while, or just are friends in general, they're going to have specific ways that they talk to each other that'll differ from someone that they just met or someone that they hate. You know, if you have very clipped, short dialogue between one character and another, then we kind of get a sense of, oh, they might not exactly like each other because they don't really want to have a conversation, versus having your main character and another character talking at length about something, or just very casually talking about something, using nicknames, stuff like that, or inside jokes that you don't have to go into detail about to the readers, then you're just giving us a little bit of information on, okay, so these characters are friends versus these characters don't like each other, versus maybe these characters are strangers and don't really know each other at all. Which comes in really handy because you're giving us all sorts of information without having to spell it out for the reader. And, you know, as a reader, you can pick up on that stuff very easily through just dialogue alone. So there's no need to spend extra time and extra paragraphs discussing two characters' relationships with each other, unless it's central to the story that the readers know exactly why this character and this character don't like each other, or these two are friends. Unless that's super central to the story, you don't really need to go in depth about it, and that's how you can use dialogue to kind of get that across without needing to do that. Because, you know, as a reader, sometimes it doesn't feel belittling exactly, but it kind of feels like the writer is kind of implying that you can't figure it out for yourself, and that's why they're going into so much detail about it, which is why dialogue is really helpful for those situations. And the last thing that I really want to talk about for this episode is the importance of your dialogue tags, which, like I said before in the episode, is the part that comes right after the quotes. So he said, she muttered, stuff like that. That stuff is dialogue tags. I know I've heard a lot of writers when I was younger say to differentiate between the dialogue tags and do not always use said after your dialogue, which is true. You don't want to use it too often, but at the same time, there's really nothing wrong with using said, because if you just differentiate too often, then it comes off really pretentious and unnatural kind of sounding, unless it goes with the rest of your writing style. So don't be afraid to just put he said, she said, you know, but maybe try to avoid using them right after each other. And one thing I've seen people that are just starting out writing do, and I know I did this when I first started before I learned how to properly have dialogue in stories, is to have a different paragraph for each speaker. So whenever someone new is speaking, you have to start a new paragraph. That's the grammatically correct way to do it. And it also just in general makes it so much easier for readers to follow along with the conversation that's happening between a bunch of characters. If two different people are speaking and it's in the same paragraph, it gets really confusing for readers about who's talking, and then they'll have to reread more than once to understand what's happening. And you don't want that to happen, because then it takes the reader out of the story, and you always want to avoid that happening. And you don't always have to have dialogue tags. So since you're starting a new paragraph, if there's only two speakers, just basically say who spoke first. You know, say you have a boy character and a girl character speaking. The boy goes first, and then you end it with he said. And then the next paragraph is going to be the girl's comments or reply, whatever. And you don't necessarily have to have she replied or she said after that, because the readers will know that it's her talking. Just avoid not having dialogue tags for too long, just because after a while, it might get confusing for people if you have a really long conversation and there's only been one or two dialogue tags. It might get really confusing for a reader about who's speaking once they're later on in the conversation. And I know some people usually want to put an action after the dialogue tag, like, no, don't go that way, he said, reaching out. So you can have that, and you should put that in certain areas, but you don't always have to say exactly what that character is doing when they say their dialogue bit, because it might sound really weird if it's done too often. I don't know how else to explain it besides it's just off. It kind of makes it sound a little bit weird when you're reading it, if it happens all the time. And if it's something simple, then don't be afraid to just say something simple. It doesn't have to be super elaborate for it to be quote-unquote good. And another thing I want to say really quickly is, if your dialogue doesn't match the descriptions, like your writing style exactly, that's totally fine, because dialogue is not part of your description of what's going on in the story. If you write more poetically, Then that's fine. You don't have to match your dialogue with that, like, unless it's, like I said before, a character that specifically speaks that way. You can definitely have super poetic prose, aka writing, and then have dialogue that's more natural sounding, or not dumbed down, but more simple, because, I mean, we don't sound like a dictionary when we talk to other people, so it's fine if in your story it's you're using really simple words, because that's how we all speak. We don't go around just spouting out words that nobody else would know if we're having a regular conversation with someone. So don't be afraid to be casual, to be simple, and make sure your dialogue is natural instead of super stilted and choppy, because that makes all the difference to a reader. So thank you all for listening to this episode of Dissecting a World. I hope that it was at least a little bit helpful, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I'll see you next time.